Hello, hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in for this week's episode. My name is Akiyemi McCoy, and I am your host, and this is The Christian Therapist. Today, I just want to remind you that anything that I share on this podcast is not meant to be a replacement for therapy with a licensed mental health professional. Everything that I do share is for educational purposes only. All right, sit back and relax and enjoy this episode. If you enjoy this episode or any of my previous episodes, feel free to share on your social media platforms. You can find me on YouTube at Akiyemi, or you can find me on Twitter at Akiyemi Listens, and on Instagram as Akiyemi McCoy. Anything that you share will be greatly appreciated, as well as a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. All right, let's get to this episode. It is so often that we see people spending a whole lot of time pointing out the things that they consider faults of others. Not just other people, but I do it at some point in my life as well. Sometimes we speak about the decisions that other people make. We complain about their choices, and we act as if whatever they do concerns us in somehow. We act as if their choices affects our lives in some way when it doesn't. We complain about them, and we also talk about them to other people, hoping that those people that we tell will co-sign on this negative talk that we have against other people. When we look at the things that other people do and the choices that they make, we even have a nerve at some point to demand that they change their decisions or they reverse what it is that they did to make it right according to the way we see it as right or wrong. All the while, we assume something about someone else, we accuse people, we judge, and we even condemn them. When that's not enough, we'll search out similar situations about their behavior so we can compare what they're doing with what other people have done in the past. We're doing this because we're trying to make a point as to why our complaint is valid. And if that's not enough, we'll even dig up more information or dig up dirt about that person just to add it on to the negative opinion we have of them already. We just need this to get bigger and bigger, and we want to make it so big and bring their stuff to light because we believe that we're right and they're wrong. But the question is, why do we do these type of things? Not just we, but I. Why do I do that? Because I know I do that a lot. I make a lot of judgments against people who I believe are not behaving the way I believe they should behave. What I'm trying to find out is, what is it going on inside of me that makes me feel like I should be judge and jury of whatever it is that I'm accusing them of? I need to always be mindful of how I make these accusations against people and how I judge people. Many of us do it all the time. The thing is, there are so many changes about me and us that needs to happen in our own lives. We should not be spending so much time working to force people to change according to our standards. We have so much in our own lives that need to be changed. And if we spent more time focusing on our own problems and our own shortcomings, we wouldn't have as much time to focus on other people. We shouldn't be worried about the things that are going on outside of us. I act this way sometimes because I know that I want to take the focus off of myself. I don't want to own up to the way I'm living my life. I don't want to do the work sometimes that's really required for me to change my negative behaviors and adjust my mindset. And that's the same with other people. They don't want to change. They like how they are, and they don't see anything wrong with the way they think, their mindset, or their perception of others. I would hate to admit that I was wrong when I judge people. I do. I don't always want to admit that. Just like many other people don't want to admit it when they find out or realize that they're wrong. Because the majority of the time, we are wrong. We're always wrong when we make judgments about others, especially when they make choices to do things in their lives that don't even concern us. I know that there is times when I have experienced a lot of pain and some abuse and hurt in the past, but that's still not a reason or an excuse to subject others to the pain of me scrutinizing them, judging them, labeling them, because they're a child of God, just like I am. And regardless of their behaviors, God can still use them. God can still help them to change. Just like God is using me and helping me to change. God never asks us or asks me to put people on trial or sentence them to hell because they're not doing the things that I believe that they should do. What God requires from me is to love Him and to love others. He wants us to love as He loves, give grace the same way He gives grace, to show mercy just like God shows us mercy all the time. He also gave me someone that I could follow as an example, and that is the person of Jesus Christ. That's how I should behave. He gave me a model so I would be able to see exactly how it's done. The fact is, many of us have a very obstructed view, and we fail to remove that obstruction in our own lives because it will require us to change. I mean, real change. However, we are so quick and swift to point out the obstructive view of others. We point out their thing as if their obstruction is blocking their view and their way of seeing how life should be. But in reality, the obstruction in our eyes is so much greater than theirs. And the thing is, what others do is not even our problem. It's not our business. We have our own business to attend to and our own problems to work out and to navigate through. So what should we do? We should look in the mirror. The obstruction in our view is plain as day. We also need to get out of this habit of saying, you know what, I'm going to hold them accountable. We're called to hold people accountable. We're not called to hold people in a judgment form or fashion. We're not called to do that. We're accountable, and we're not even accountable for the behaviors that we have and the behaviors that we do. When we make real positive changes in our own lives and attitudes, we should be praying that God will show others the way, just like He is showing us the way. We want them to, want God to lead them to do what He wants them to do. That's not our job. We should also be praying that God lets us know when we are to assist or when we are to just get out of His way so He can do what He does. Everything we do should be done without persecution, condemnation, judgment, and ridicule. And if we have a critical spirit, we need to pray that God removes that critical spirit from us. Stop criticizing others as if we ourselves shouldn't be criticized because of the things that we do. The fact is, no one is able to live up to our unrealistic expectations of them. So we need to let that go. I need to climb down from my judgment tower and stop having this lighthouse attitude as if I'm showing people the way, the right way, my way. We struggle so much with leading our own lives. We can't even lead ourselves. We know this because constantly we lie to ourselves about what we're really going to do and what our intentions are. We have an inability at times to control our own selves and control our impulsive behaviors. We always feel as that we have to give people a piece of our mind when we really should learn to keep silent. How in the world do we think we can lead or control someone else to change when we need to change ourselves? I realized in the past that most of the complaints I make about others is usually because I too have those same type of behaviors. I engage in those type of behaviors pretty frequently, but I'm not going to point it out. I'm going to point theirs out because it's a lot easier to do that. The moment I usually become very knowledgeable of something or some new information that I believe is valid and, you know, worthwhile, I start pointing out to others and saying how they need to get it together and they need to do it the way I do it, as if I've always had things together, which I have not. Sometimes the more knowledge I gain, the more I seem to be all high and mighty, as if I have become or I have arrived somewhere, when I'm still on the path to get to my destination. My oldest son had to remind me of the fact that most people are not even going to accept what I'm saying as a fact anyway. Many people are not ready to take my advice or my feedback or change how they do things. The fact is most people don't even take feedback from people that they don't even respect. Therefore, I need to make the changes to my life based off my desires and my goals and my journey, especially the journey that I'm living for God. Then once the transformation happens in me, maybe others will inquire about how I achieve my results, but they may not. But the thing is if they do it, it's going to be in their own time. There's nothing wrong with sharing good information that will be beneficial to others. That's the information that you need to share. But be understanding of this one thing. Just because you give the information doesn't mean it's going to be received, and it also doesn't mean that people will perceive it as useful or beneficial to them. So to summarize this little moment that I'm having right here, just remember that our focus should be on who we see looking back at us in the mirror, who I see looking back at me in the mirror. And I need to be reminded that there's an obstruction in my view based off of what I experienced in my life. And I need to work on removing that obstruction before I look to point out specks in the view of others. That should take up most of my time and my energy, leaving very little time to notice what I perceive as imperfection of others. What we need to give more time to, or what we need to give more of, is grace, love, and mercy. Grace is that undeserved, unearned gift that God gives us every day, every moment of our lives. Love is that gift that is so unconditional and not based off of behaviors. It's unconditional, and God gives it in abundance. And mercy is where God does not give us what we actually deserve, and we know those things that we deserve. And mercy prevents us from getting that. So Be mindful of what you're doing. Put the focus on the person in the mirror and give out grace, love, and mercy to everyone. Love more, serve more, and focus on God and changing yourself. To God be the glory.